Welcome to Closing the Gap, which focuses on matters related to opportunity, equity, the racial wealth gap, and the economic empowerment of Black Americans. I am Alejandra Alaniz from CEO Action for Racial Equity, and joining me are two incredible supplier diversity professionals and also CEO Action fellows. Chris Stanley is the Vice President of Global Supplier Diversity for State Street, and Randy Brown is the Senior Manager of Supplier Diversity at Denny's. Chris and Randy, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us, Alan.
Yeah, definitely looking forward to the conversation.
So I'll start with Chris. What are some of the challenges facing most supplier diversity programs?
I can say from my experience, some of the challenges are fourfold. One, awareness and education, teaching folks what it's about, both internal and external. Second is access to capital. Diverse and small businesses generally and historically have faced challenges in accessing capital to be able to get loans and have the resources needed to compete effectively. Third, certification challenges. The certification industry and the organizations are very complex in their processes, they're expensive and time consuming for these diverse businesses. And lastly, I want to touch on the reporting and tracking piece. There's a lack of standardization across companies as well as across industries. So there's no apples to apples comparison. So 5% for one company and 10% for another company in diverse spend is not always the same. I think addressing these challenges requires collaboration between all parties. It's the company stakeholders, government entities, certification bodies, advocacy organizations, along with the diverse businesses themselves. And I think by addressing these obstacles, the supplier diversity industry can foster a more inclusive and equitable business environment.
Chris, thank you for sharing your insights on the challenges faced by supplier diversity programs. Randy, the supplier diversity landscape is changing. What are some of the major changes you see happening in the next 5 to 10 years?
Well, first of all, I'm excited about the next 5 to 10 years. I want to start with some of the things that Chris pointed out. One is I see data being really important. The reason being is the fact that that data that we have allows us to be able to get concise information to allow us to do extensive benchmarking, as he talked about the irregularities on who sees what their supplier diversity spend is versus someone else's, but also allows us to deal with the addressable spend that he referenced to make sure that that denominator is meeting the number that we need. The other thing is that he also mentioned was the fact of the certifying agencies. The one thing that I've noticed in the last couple years is how the agencies are starting to look cohesive. And what I see is something coming in the future is possibly a unification of the certifications throughout multiple certifying entities. The other thing is collaboration. We realize that size is a challenge for some of the smaller vendors, but because of the pandemic and because of, as Chris talked about, access to capital, I see more collaboration with those businesses to allow for African-American companies to be able to meet size and need, even from a standard of tier two. Increasing more tier two spend and trackable in that area, going back to the data piece of the areas that I see that we see some changes coming in. And the last thing is technology in itself. As we look for ways to measure the metrics and the ability to also be able to collaborate, including unification, we see the possibility of how technology being spun off to allow for all this to work out. We see it from a standpoint of supplier IO, updating their metrics, but that also includes other entities that do the same as tracking supplier spend. So going back, I think the future is bright. The supplier diversity model, as we refer to in CEO Action, business diversity is basically a way to continue that partnership. Thank you for the opportunity, and I'm excited for the future of what supplier diversity will be.
Thank you both for being here. A key point was collaboration, and I loved having someone from both Denny's and State Street here, both of our fellows, to present on supplier diversity.
Appreciate it. We enjoyed having the conversation with you about supplier diversity.
Likewise, and I think we need to continue these conversations to advance the mission forward. Thank you.
Closing the Gap is an informational and educational series that not only examines various disparities and inequities affecting Black Americans, but also identifies solutions to those problems. For more information about CEO Action for Racial Equity and our issues agenda, please visit CEOActionRacialEquity.com. Until next time, take care.
Use of this recording is subject to the terms and conditions applicable to content on www.ceoaction.com/legal.